Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. The rosary was always meant to be a meditation on the word of God, not a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. So inspired by St. John Paul II to expand the rosary to the full word of God, including scripture, tradition, and the magisterium, we pray the rosary in a new way that's in truth the ancient way, just as it was meant to be from the start. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. This is the ninth in our series on growing as a human person. Have you ever watched any kung fu movies or shows? It hardly matters which one.
Partial?
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to the old 70s show with David Carradine. But maybe you like the new ones like Kung Fu Panda. Whichever one you prefer, the one thing they all have in common, of course, in addition to fighting, is the focus on inner peace. The warrior in training, in addition to learning the actual skill of fighting, has to learn the discipline of inner peace, which always ends up being the hardest part. Now, kung fu movies are generally pretty silly, but actually, we have a pretty clear confirmation these days that inner peace is a critical part of human flourishing and one that is missing from most people. And we have that confirmation precisely when we look at how many people don't have inner peace, and how desperately they're trying to figure out how to get it. Our society is absolutely flooded with a demand for therapeutic services and drugs. The sheer volume of people seeing therapists or taking some kind of prescription drug for mental or emotional issues is utterly astounding and would have been unthinkable just a generation or two ago. We are shot through with inner turmoil, inner angst, inner dysphoria. We can't get comfortable. We can't get right with ourselves. We can't get peace. We're tensed up, strung out, in perpetual crisis mode, and looking for some kind of relief. So what does inner peace actually look like? How can we get it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our second meditation. The idea of both peace and conflict is an idea that presupposes complexity. There can only be peace or conflict when there are a multitude of something. Peace is when that multitude is in harmony, when all the different parts are integrated. Conflict is when the elements are clashing, each with the others. So the basic thing to understand is that the human person has a lot of elements. We are composed of many different faculties. So, for instance, we have an intellect by which we think, we have a will by which we choose, and we have passions or emotions by which we feel. And inner peace just means that our thoughts, our decisions, and our feelings are all in line with one another, that they're all directed to the same goal, pulling us toward the same thing, our ultimate destiny. So what's the most basic way we achieve inner peace? It's simple, by daily meditation and a resolution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Often our source of inner conflict is that our feelings are not lining up with what we know we should do or should think. Now, feelings and emotions are good. They're gifts from God, but they were never meant to be in charge. Thinking should direct our actions, not feelings. Emotions make good servants, but very bad masters. And the only way to have inner peace is when right thinking, rather than unstable or wrong feelings, governs our behavior. So, how do we change our feelings? By changing how we think and how we act. And this begins through daily meditation. And it only bears fruit when we end that meditation with a concrete resolution. So, consider what happens in meditation. We reflect on the life and teaching of Jesus, the saints, or the church. And as we think about it, we see a gap. A gap between how we think, feel, and act, and how we're called to live. And that gap reveals where our thinking needs to change. It also shows where our behavior must change. Then, through our daily resolution, we make a choice, a small, practical game plan to live the truth we've just reflected on. And that decision begins to reshape our actions. Now, here's the surprising part. When we think rightly and act rightly, our feelings begin to follow. Right thinking and right action actually brings our emotions into harmony. And when mind, heart, and will become integrated, well, the result is inner peace. But this transformation doesn't happen automatically. It takes the work of daily meditation and a daily resolution. Without both, our thoughts run wild and our emotions stay untamed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In the classic kung fu movie genre, inner peace is indispensable for becoming an effective warrior. And of course, if we understand inner peace as virtue, that makes sense. Inner peace, organizing all the faculties of the soul and launching them in the same direction, causes us to barrel through life at full speed and full strength. In other words, it makes us unstoppable. And inner peace, bringing all the parts of the soul together neatly, like sticks tightly bundled, that means each faculty of the soul draws resilience from the others. In other words, it makes us unbreakable. That's why the saints, who achieved the highest level of virtue, which also means inner peace, they were unbreakable and unstoppable. Because they knew the goal, and they disciplined themselves until their soul was organized and pointing at heaven. A lot of therapists won't talk about the ultimate goal, and they can't give you virtue, so they can't give you inner peace. Drugs certainly won't tell you anything about the ultimate goal, and they can't also give you virtue, so they can't give you inner peace. But we already know what the ultimate goal is, and we know how to meditate and form resolutions, and that will absolutely, eventually, give us virtue and inner peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Like all the basic goods, we won't get inner peace perfectly until heaven. That's because even if we have integrated all our faculties of our soul and pointed them in the right direction, they'll still be pulling towards something they don't yet have. So part of the right way to deal with our lack of inner peace is to recognize that, to some degree, it's an unavoidable part of the human condition. A little bit like uncertainty. We're always going to have some uncertainty, and it's not dangerous or harmful. And we're always going to have a little bit of a lack of inner peace, but it's not dangerous or harmful. As St. Augustine so famously said, because God has made us for himself, our hearts are restless until they rest in him. But if you're getting your thoughts and images and feelings and decisions in line through daily meditation and a resolution, at least you know you're absolutely on the right path to resting in God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, it's definitely really almost a plague in our society how people are struggling to find inner peace. What caught your attention with this meditation? What struck you?
It's a very surface level thought, but I was just thinking about the ways in which people try to find this kind of inner peace, but they're very, they might not realize it, but very, very external. Even I think right now, so many people turn to drinking to calm down or to many different forms of weed, but like, at the end of the day, I hear from everyone who turns in that direction how much more anxious they become, how much more out of control things get. I don't actually hear of peace even when they're under the influence of these things.
Yeah.
And really, I think this last point, the fact that there will always be an element of this kind of discontent is part of the peace we find as Christians, that we know that a greater peace is waiting.
Such a good point. There's a couple of things that we really, there's some feelings that we really hate. Uncertainty. Fear of what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
I don't care how boring and monotonous and well-planned your life is. You can't be guaranteed that's going to happen a minute from now.
Yeah, we can't know it. And there's also no guarantee that it will be good. There's a chance that, not even a chance, you're going to endure some kind of suffering in your life.
Yeah.
That part's really not avoidable. And it's also reasonable to be upset. It's reasonable to be afraid. But I think there's something about knowing that those emotions are part of it, but that we can recontextualize it, that really does change the way we respond to it.
Exactly. So I think the first is that being in uncertainty, which is all of life, experience and uncertainty, that's not dangerous. It's not harmful. And secondly, let's put it in the context. If God is our Father, then He will make everything work for our good, no matter what. Let's just take those two elements. Uncertainty is not dangerous. It's not harmful. And the second is, God is my Father. So no matter what happens, He's going to work it out for me. If we continuously think about those two things and act according to those, it'll really, over time, calm our feelings of fear. Because we're really talking about a lot of, it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
That will calm our fear.
Yeah, I think that answer is such a present answer, and it's so practical, and I can do it now. And I think any other solution is it tries to take you out of the now, which is the only time you can address that kind of fear. You can only handle this moment, so just by trying to take yourself out of this moment by escaping mentally or through substances just makes that fear all the harder, because it's not just accepting right here, right now, God will take care of everything, and I only need to suffer right now, which I'm doing. I'm perfectly fine. Who knows what will come in the future?
Yeah. It is amazing that right thinking and right acting will change feeling. But you have to do it. Got to do the work and be patient. And always remember, what you're feeling, it's not dangerous. Feelings are not dangerous. They're not harmful. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.